Network. CHS finished its fiscal year with net income of $422 million. That's down from 2019 net income of nearly $830 million. The poor weather conditions 1 year ago was a factor. CHS President and CEO Jay Debertine says the current fall season was a very different story.
You know, our fall fertilizer season is the best we've had since 2015. Just terrific conditions for fall fertilizer application. Really should help farmers get into the fields early as they can anyway, next spring, and take some pressure off application issues in the spring. But it was really, really a good fall. In fact, in some areas, still doing a little spreading of fertilizer because really no snow cover and temperature conditions in some parts of our trade territory relatively moderate.
The coronavirus pandemic hurts CHS's energy and Ventra Foods business. The agriculture side of the cooperative's business has been supported by strong export demand.
Trains are running heavy, barges are heavy. We're loading chips kind of continuously and moving products really robustly. So that side of the business, not too impacted. In fact, you know, we've added a couple, well, in the price of soybeans, a couple, you know, $3 a bushel for the price compared to when the crop was put in the ground, and on corn, maybe $1 a bushel that we've added since that crop was put in the ground. So on the egg side of our business, you know, things operating pretty darn well.
CHS held its annual meeting virtually this past week.
The virtual Prairie